In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back with St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy. I am Tom Ackerman. It's been a delight to have the chief in studio with us for this half hour, and he will stay with us for this next interview, our final guest of the show, as we depart for Cardinal Baseball at 11:40 with Joe Pott. This is John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. Mo, say hello to Chief Tracy joining us on the line.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Doing great, and the chief is here. We got a headphone malfunction. Drew's going to make sure we take care of it. There we go.
There we go. Hello, John, and good luck today against the Yankees. But I just want to let you know, whenever you're not playing the Yankees, you have a Cardinals fan, and it's great for us city to see that team win.
I would have never guessed by your voice.
That was a good one yesterday, Mo.
Oh, it was a stressful one, but yeah, obviously, winning at every day is great. I think the way the Cardinals are looking at everything right now is, take series one day at a time. But yesterday was great, put up some runs. Obviously, that eighth inning became enormously stressful, but to get out of it the way we did was awesome. And anytime you can get a win is nice.
I don't sense a team that has thrown in the towel at all. I mean, I see a lot of intensity and a lot of passion in that clubhouse. As difficult a mountain as it is to climb, they still feel that they are in this, do they not?
Yeah, I think the mentality is like, mathematically, we are very much alive. And from that standpoint, they just want to keep grinding. And, obviously we made some roster moves this past week. And some people interpret it as we're throwing in the towel. Other people see it as a push to see what some of our younger guys are capable of doing. And that's certainly how we interpret it. And that was the purpose of it.
Yeah, we're talking, of course, about Tommy Pham. And now Jordan Walker has been placed in right field. When I look at this, and there will be a time and place to talk about the future of the St. Louis Cardinals in 25 and beyond, and we're obviously talking about this series right here and now, but I do see a pathway for Jordan Walker to play all the time, and he's not the only one. You have started to create some opportunities for some of these younger players. Is that part of the shift right now with this team?
It is. I mean, obviously, we went into the trading deadline with the purpose of trying to make upgrades to our club, and the reality is the moves we made didn't have that type of impact that really should be taking away playing time from some of our younger players, and Jordan Walker specifically. And so after the month of August, we decided that it was time to give some of these guys some runway and see what they can do. And that can also be said for, Newt Barr, Donnie, Burley, knowing that they're going to get every day at bats now.
You do have Michael Ciani back in the mix, as well as Steven Matz is going to rejoin this team. Ciani's a little bit later, though. Matz today and Ciani in Milwaukee?
Exactly. Today was a scheduled off day for Ciani, so we didn't want to let him fly to New York to sit there and then have to then jump on a plane to go to Milwaukee. So just trying to think about his own welfare. But You know, ultimately, we're excited about getting these guys back. Mats's role is still a little bit TBD. And then, obviously, Siani will get a lot of playing time in center field as we move forward.
Your catcher position right now, how do you see that lining up towards the end? Is there any update on Wilson Contreras? I feel bad for him.
Yeah, it's been a tough season for him. Obviously, two bad breaks, no pun intended. Mm. And, you know, clearly right now, Paz and Herrera are going to get a lot of opportunity. And, you know, taking that younger player theme, we'll run with it for a little bit.
You do have Ivan Herrera starting at catcher today. And then, of course, you've seen some uptick from your big veterans. And Nolan Arenado has been doing it here for a little while. But Paul Goldschmidt in particular has taken a turn. Where do you see, how do you see that? Why has that happened for him?
Well, I mean, anybody that knows Goldie knows he's one of the hardest workers in this game. And he puts an enormous amount of pressure on himself to perform and to perform at a high level. And I think the one thing that we've seen out of Goldie is it's not the lack of effort. It's unfortunately just hasn't had the results he's hoping for. But I think this last, say, 7 to 10 days, you know, starting to drive the ball the other way with some more consistency, which just naturally means when the ball is in the inner half, you're going to be able to get to it from a pull side. And so I just think his play coverage is there. I think, you know, he's starting to feel better about his timing. And, you know, having him being a productive hitter in our lineup is critical. I mean, you really think about our season, and there's a lot of things you can point to, but clearly the two guys on the corner, you know, we had high expectations for.
Mo, I asked Ollie this question and about the crowd and the sparse crowd against the Padres those four games, and is it talked about in the clubhouse? And he said, it is, but not as much as you would think. I'd like to ask you that. How do you see that? When you see a crowd that light, what is your response to that?
Oh, I mean, it's frustrating. Obviously, our fan base is not happy with our current product, and they're displaying that, I suppose, by not showing up. You know, especially look at that vibe you saw in New York, which is just, you know, it's incredible. It's dynamic. And, you know, that's something that we've become accustomed to here in St. Louis. And obviously our performance, our record is probably indicative of, you know, why we're starting to see smaller crowds. But, you know, it's something that, you know, from a business standpoint and a strategy standpoint, we're going to have to try to understand what the future looks like from that standpoint. Obviously, no, we know we're going to have an uphill climb with what the TV market is going to look like moving forward. And so, you know, we're going to have our challenges. And so, you know, I think our side is going to have to recalibrate a little bit. And, you know, I'm still hopeful, though, our fan base will support us and appreciate what we're trying to do. But, you know, I can understand that level of frustration, too.
Well, it is always good to visit you. You've always been open and upfront with us on this show and keeping us informed. We appreciate that. We wish you the best against the Yankees today. And even with the chief here wearing a Yankee shirt, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Really?
What am I going to do with this guy?
Well, John, I got to stay loyal to my team, but I will tell you, I'm a big fan of the Cardinals. Big fan of what they do. And when they win and we win, you know, it's great for the city of St. Louis. And most of all, I want to thank you and your organization of all the support that you've given to the community and the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. It's second to none. And I can say that from being in other cities. So I appreciate that. And I am always rooting for the Cardinals. And I'd love to see them pick up on those six games, get into the wild card, and then get into those playoffs on a run.
Well, Chief, thank you. I appreciate those kind words. And, I'll definitely get someone to get you a jersey. You got to have little red on you. As I always joke with people, if I cut you open, you're going to bleed red.
I had one on last Sunday. I was in at the stadium the last Sunday when they played. I did have a little red on me, so just they weren't playing my Yankees, so I was rooting for you.
All right. I appreciate that support, guys.
All right, Mo. Thank you.
You bet, Tommy.
Appreciate it. 11:33, sports on a Sunday morning. We have 2 minutes to go. So tell me, I'll keep an eye on the clock, but favorite Yankee of all time and why?
You know, I have to say Don Mattingly. I was able to see him play. When I was a young police officer, I got assigned to Yankee Stadium. So there's like 50, 60 police officers that got assigned at the stadium. We had a locker room in the stadium. We worked every single game. I get to know some of the players, to see them, and what an honor to be a Yankee fan growing up, and then working Yankee Stadium as a police officer, dressing down underneath the stadium, having a locker room, and interacting with a lot of those players. So I have to say, Don Mattingly in my lifetime, and obviously it would be between Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, and then you look at another era. You got DiMaggio, Mantle, and Yogi Berra, your hometown favorite here, growing up on Elizabeth Street on the Hill, and the dynamics of that, and there's so many other things that tie between the Cardinals and the Yankees.
Wow, it's really well said, and you just made the day of a city 2.5 hours from here, Evansville, Indiana, the home of Don Mattingly, man, and a ton of Cardinals fans over there, so they're very happy to hear that. Chief, thank you for this. Really appreciate it.
No, I do. I appreciate it as well. And listen, I want to see the Cardinals do well. And they have a chance to pick up those 6 games, get into the playoffs as wild card, and storied franchise, the most World Series in the National League. And I am rooting them because I live here. My family lives here. This is my adopted city. And I hope to be here a long time, and I'm rooting for the Cardinals.
Chief Robert Tracy with us on KMOX. For our producer, Drew Young, I'm Tom Ackerman. Coming up next in 5 minutes, Joe Pott has our Cardinals Radio Network pregame for Cards Yankees.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.